This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
We're like 2 months away from a game, right? We're getting there.
DQ, question. You and I were talking just before we popped on here. DQ, if they would just let us run everything, we could solve a lot of the world's problems. I'm not talking about the big ones, you know, the ones that we don't understand, yeah, but like the stuff that alters day-to-day life.
I think we should do the only the ones we don't understand.
Well, hear me out on this.
See how it works out.
We'll just roll the dice and see what happens. So we were talking before we came on about the Royals, your favorite subject. The Royals, the crown.
The team?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like the
English
Royals. Yeah. They are the crown that the king wears is extremely heavy.
Yeah, so he doesn't wear it all the time.
Now, Derek had a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, he needs like a walking around crown.
Yeah, I'd wear the crown all the time.
Right.
Or a crown.
Does he?
It's like
they don't wear a crown all the time.
No, he should. Yeah. Like a tiara.
It's got too
or something.
Many jewels on right. it, and it stays
and
in the wherever it
needs
stays,
to be
the palace.
Protected at all times.
Yeah. It needs to. You need to.
I would have even if it's a Burger King crown. I don't know. I'd have a walking around crown.
A walking around crown with some CZs in it.
Yeah.
I mean, just so everybody knew you were the king.
Right. Yeah. You know how you have like dress shoes and like sneakers.
Exactly.
It'd be the sneakers of crowns.
I would wear a tiara all the time.
Wearing a pair of Dunks with a suit. That's what we're doing.
That's right.
That's
yes.
what we're doing.
Yes. Because if I was king of the forest, I would always have a crown on.
Absolutely.
You would know I'm the king.
I would have it tattooed on my ass. King. Two letters on each cheek.
Put it on the back of your jacket.
Absolutely.
Like Mel Brooks in Blazing
King.
Saddles. G-O-V.
That's right. I would have that tattooed somewhere. You would know I was the king.
Yeah, I'd have a walking around crown.
Abner says, what about a drone crown? You can just
it just follows
you around.
That's not a bad idea. You're on to something there. That's pretty
good. That's not a terrible idea.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
House Farm points out, DQ, you can't be part of the solving group because you can't even get your mail.
I think I can be part of the solving group.
Hey, listen, there's a thing here. I don't know if I printed this or not, but I definitely read about it today. There's a video from 2 years ago. You know how the news, when it gets really hot, they'll go out and they'll do stuff. You know, they'll bake cookies in the car, they'll fry an egg. Okay, so what happened is somebody in one of these places, they, as you say, took it to another level. And
who says that?
And so this guy, and then this video's resurfaced because it's so hot. But this is a couple years ago. He made lasagna in a mailbox. He cooked the beef, and then you put all the layers in like a glass casserole dish. You put it in a mailbox. 8 hours later, he had lasagna.
DQ, that's
what happened.
If you were to go open your mailbox, you could throw a lasagna in there. Cook it all day, and then when you go home, you just get it out of the mailbox, you go upstairs, you eat.
Yes.
Yeah, but there are like bugs in the mailbox.
Well, you seal it.
Yeah.
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 And dust.
Well, you could clean it before.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
You know, you clean the oven every now and then. You could clean the mailbox.
Right. Don't catch your oven on fire.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Tennessee weatherman shares recipe for mailbox lasagna.
Bam, high fat carnivore with a simple one. Let's concentrate on Larry the bowling ball. Nobody wants to carry a bowling ball around. What if you just got the keychain version?
Yeah.
Hooked it to your belt.
That'd be cute.
See, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Smith, he says I can't take credit for it, but he may try it. From Storm Track 9. You know, they're on your side with coverage you can count on and whatnot.
Josefa says his daughter is a crown aficionado, and he can get us each crowns.
But I think that means she's won them for things.
I don't know.
We can't take them from his daughter.
You use fully cooked meat. You put it in a 5x10 dish. You put it in the mailbox by 10 a.m.
Yeah.
4 to 8 hours later, you got lasagna.
Hey, just shoot me a text in the morning on lasagna day, and I'll, you know, swing in around 10.
That's right.
Just throw it in, and boom, you're good.
Yeah. Somebody make mailbox lasagna. We'd like to try it out, you know.
And it's going to be hot this weekend, so somebody, you got mailbox lasagna. Do it on Sunday when the mail doesn't run.
Could you do anything? Like, could we have, like, mailbox casseroles?
I did see a video of someone making mailbox loaf of bread.
Can you do mailbox pie?
Because you could definitely rise bread in a mailbox.
I love this. This is called making the best of a bad situation. It is incredibly hot, and we all hate it. What can we do? Let's make food. That's
absolutely
perfect. Hot food. That's ever hot food. Right. That's right. Get a hot dish. Yes. I think we should. We don't have a run-of-the-mill mailbox here. We can't try this. Mm. We've got the little the thing on the wall now, with the slot. We don't have a mailbox.
This is a bold play from Disappointed in the 479. He thinks last year's 4-8 with the football team was a choice, so they didn't have to carry Larry around.
You know, they've never answered the definitive question about Larry the Bowling Ball that was proposed by our own DQ. For that season when there was like every week they didn't know if they were going to get the sixth win, did they carry it around for like a month waiting? And no one ever definitively answered that.
Yeah.
Like, this is a great question that people want to know.
DQ, they're taking shots at you. Robert and Bull Schultz says, when DQ figures out how to make s'mores, she can be part of the solving group.
A mailbox s'mores.
DQ?
How about that?
Would you be willing to put chocolate on your s'mores?
I know how to.
Yes, you do. It is the central ingredient in a s'more.
We've been over this. The marshmallow is.
No.
That's not true. Joey in Fort Smith wanting to put Stouffer's in the mailbox and see if that works. It might work. I don't know.
There's a text out of the 479 willing to try driveway meatloaf.
Oh, there we go. That's right. Okay, so we'll have lasagna on Monday and then driveway meatloaf on Tuesday. Yeah. There you go. All right, that's a meal right there. And some leftovers. I mean, you're set for the week.
Yeah. Now, here's a question. Good question out of Oklahoma. What if you use boxed frozen lasagna? I think that will work.
Right, exactly. Get some Stouffer's in there, and there you go. Right. You could also do the Salisbury steak, I think, too, if you wanted to.
Why not?
Huh. Oh, yeah. You could get a cobbler in there because, you know, you can't get a round, like, pie in there. But right. You could get, like, a cobbler dish in there. You get cobbler going in there.
Yeah, DQ.
Mailbox cooking. We should get a whole cookbook together. Mailbox recipes. There you go. Mailbox cooking with Ruskin and Zach. There you go. Right. Not endorsed by the post office.
There's a $15 idea.
That's right. Zach. $15. We make it as cheap as possible, like $2. But we sell it for $15. Great. That's a $13
profit. This is a great question. One of you has got to have a mailbox you're willing to donate.
Yeah, let's try this.
Let's try this.
All right. Yeah. Oh, here you go, Josefa on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Yeah. DQ, mailbox banana nut bread.
Oh, there you go.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would fit in there too. Just slide it in there. Now you got to. In addition to our mailbox cookbook, we need mailbox oven mitts. So you can get the handle open.
Yeah. Special. Ruskin and Zach mailbox oven mitts.
That's right.
Get them in the team store.
That's right. Yes.
Swear it won't say out of stock. Ethan and Atkins.
I got it.
Ethan and Atkins.
I want one of those shirts. I want a shirt. I can't buy a shirt. I'm mad about this.
What do you nudniks have one? We need it.
Please, we need a shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get one from one of the ex-employees.
Yeah. Ethan and Atkins, a postal worker, we'll call him Cliff Clavin, says, please don't cook in your mailbox. We already have to deal with ants. Ethan, that sounds like your problem.
It's a well-known fact that there are ants in the mailboxes.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, put down a bacon sheet, some tin foil, and some mini corn dogs.
Oh, DQ, here we go.
4 or 5 hours later, there you go.
Mailbox mac and cheese. You can make some cheese dip in there.
Hold on a minute.
Throw in a block of Velveeta.
So this is low and slow. Mm-hmm. Could we like do
like a crock pot?
Could we get like a Boston butt? Could we get like brisket in the mailbox?
Yes. Yes.
Can we smoke it?
I like my butt rubbed, my pork pulled. Really? Fine.
We were admiring Zach's faux pas yesterday when he really emphasized the part broad and abroad when he talked about a letter that we received from Australia.
That's not what I meant.
He's like, we got a letter from abroad.
It's not what I meant. We've got a letter from abroad.
See? Exactly.
It's not what I meant. I meant like overseas abroad.
Right. Yes. From a foreign country.
But yeah, I did emphasize the wrong. We've got a letter from abroad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can hear it. We've got a letter
I hear
from
it.
Abroad.
I hear it. You hear Jimmy?
Yeah. Okay. I hear it.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Now that you've grown up, do you side with Tom or Jerry?
Hold on. We've grown up?
Yeah, now that you're older.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
But well said.
Yeah. Well said, yes. Tom. Jerry is a pain in the ass. Little creep.
So you like Tom now?
Yeah, I'm still with Tom on that.
The cat?
Tom, yeah. Cat. Get it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Jerry Mouse.
Who do you side with?
I'm a Tom.
Are you abstaining?
I don't care. That cartoon sucked. It was never as good as the Looney Tunes.
I like Tom and Jerry.
I like Tom and Jerry.
Oh, come on.
Tom and Jerry's fine.
You like Heathcliff. Cliff. You're also.
You were disagreeing with me.
But you're a cat person.
No.
And Tom and Jerry was fine. It's not my
favorite. Sylvester's better than all of them.
Sylvester was an idiot. They're all idiots. They're cartoons. Sylvester was a moron. He was chasing a bird with wings that were like flea wings. Things couldn't fly.
Go ahead, DQ. Sorry.
Okay, 62% of people said they side with Tom.
That's right.
You host you.
Which game causes more family fights, Monopoly or Uno?
Monopoly.
Uno. I think people play Uno more. So I'd say the fights
are Monopoly because someone's inevitably... Someone starts dipping their hand in the bank without anybody looking.
Yeah.
Well, there are several entities at work when Monopoly is being played. There's the embezzler.
Yes, that's right.
That's the person that usually runs the bank, and they're like, oh, I'll be the bank. And everybody goes, no.
Oh, no, you won't.
Because you've already been convicted of embezzling. Then there's the person that goes orange, man. That's me. I like to go in there, and I like to not just bankrupt you, but make you owe me when we're done. And let you know what I'm doing to you as we're winning. My mother called me an a-hole during a game of Monopoly. We do not play Monopoly in my house anymore. When she's here, I'll tell you what. When she's here Friday, ask her if you want to.
About Monopoly?
Ask her about Monopoly. She'll tell you I'm an a-hole.
They do have a version of Monopoly called the Cheaters Edition.
Mm.
Where you try to cheat, but if you get caught, you don't have to pay a fine or end up in jail or something. It's really fun.
Also, Monopoly's better because you can just flip the board over. With Uno, you got to flip a whole table over, and it's more involved than that.
52% of people said Monopoly. Are you still calling this app Twitter?
Yes.
93% of people said yes.
Yeah. Not a successful rebrand so far.
Really wasn't.
And this was put up by Zach. Can you bring a foreign object to a street fight?
And
still keep your honor.
Great question.
Great question.
Where did you come up with this question?
I was watching one of those crazy fights pages on Twitter.
Yeah.
And this guy, it's like a street brawl, and he like pulls out like a weapon, and I'm like, no.
If you're agreeing to like hand-to-hand combat.
Right. Right. Now, I'll let you bring Knuckles. That's fine.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. I'm willing to let Knuckles slide, but if you're pulling out something pointy, no.
It's like, it's like John Witherspoon said in Friday, this is all you need.
That's right.
You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. That's all you need.
I got Johnson and Joe Louis. Let's go.
Yes.
Right. Well,
I just wanted to know if you could still keep your honor if you brought something
58%
pointy.
58% of people... said yes.
You can bring a foreign object?
That's what people say.
Well, y'all fighting dirty out there. Well, y'all going for the crotch, too? Yeah, really, this is unacceptable behavior.
Rabbit punching? Come on.
And then someone said, yeah, just no gun or knife.
Yes, again.
good.
Now, this fight that I was watching, and I don't know why this happened. It was at a picnic or something, and there was this fight.
there were
like 20 people involved, and a guy picked up a scooter and threw it at another person and knocked the person out with the scooter.
That's a DQ.
Right.
That's a disqualification.
Exactly. I mean, and that's not an honorable win.
Yeah. That's like getting hit with the chair in front of the referee.
Right.
They're ringing the bell. That's out.
Yeah, you're done. Has anyone ever gotten disqualified for hitting someone with a chair in wrestling?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was encouraged. Like when they go to the tights and they pull out the knuckles.
Well, and then the ref starts pointing and they start clanging the bell to get him to stop. Like, that's going to do anything. And then he's,
All
right.
Refs need to unionize. Get that under control.
Well, they are unionized. That's how Angel Hernandez works years.
No, I mean the wrestling referee.
Oh, the wrestling refs.
Yeah, Scott always carries a trident.
Well, there you go.
Brick stabbed a guy. I saw that. Okay, so tridents apparently are acceptable according to the Merry Band of Idiots. I say, look, if you're going into a street brawl, there are no objects. Now, if you find one, I think that's fair game.
So, like, a piece of the street's coming up, it's a big rock.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
A chunk of asphalt.
You can't go into a street fight with a foreign object.
Right.
Now, if you find a lead pipe laying on the side of the road, I say go for it.
I say you got to duke it out like in West Side Story. Just dance. You know, da-da-da-da, like the Jets and the Sharks did. Yeah. They didn't have any weapons.
Yes, you can use the environment. I think that's fair.
Oh, I see. All right.
No?
I think it's just got to be, you know, your fist.
Hand-to-hand combat. Fist city.
We're just going to throw hands.
Yeah, throw hands.
What if, now, here's another question. When in a street brawl, if someone that you're brawling with picks up an object, are you then...
You have to run away.
Are you then entitled to pick up an object?
Yeah, but what if there are no objects?
Well, I think you call timeout, like Zach Morris. Timeout, and then you go find an
object.
Well,
that's when you...
You hope a bumper fell off and you can...
Something like
well,
that.
What if you brought an object, but you said to yourself you weren't going to use it unless they pull out, you know, they find an object?
Oh, so now you're setting rules prior to the street brawl.
I think the lesson here is you should always carry brass knuckles in your wrestling tights.
No matter where you go, keep
that. Right.
What is it? The 10 dual commandments?
Yeah, you need to keep the 10 dual commandments. That's right.
Yes, no touching of the face or the hair. Of course,
we need to bring back duels. God, we were a proper country.
Well, what about a three-person duel? Is a truel.
A truel?
Yes, that's an actual fact. A three-person duel is a truel. Look it up. T-R-E-U-L. Look it up.
So you need two guns for that, right?
I have swords. Guns.
The whole, that's a Spider-Man meme. Then at that point, everybody's pointing at everybody, right?
It is, right? Yes, it is.
There is no such thing.
Hold on. You're wrong.
Here's a text on the McClarty Daniel hotline. No weapons in West Side Story. Bernardo would disagree. He's the guy Tony kills.
Yeah.
We got a theater nerd listening. Hey, look at this.
All right, DQ. What's a truel?
It's a three-person duel.
Thank you.
You did it.
Told you. It's like I read every now and then.
Yeah. That's right. By the way, we have a text here. As someone with a mail slot and not a mailbox, I feel really left out of the mail cooking list conversation.
Well,
I'm sorry we weren't more inclusive there to people with mail slots.
You have a mail slot. How do you get the mail out?
You just throw it through the door.
Oh.
One of those deals, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You got the slot in the door, and they just throw it through the door.
Well, look, they sell them at Lowe's. Just put one outside the house.
That's right. Look, it doesn't have to be registered
again,
or anything.
How we started the show, we're solving the simple problems. You've got a mail slot. Just go get a mailbox. Say, and with a big arrow, put mail here.
That's right. Yes. And get your walking around crown.
Exactly. This is not...
Are we still putting the flag up when we have mail outgoing?
Yes, you're supposed to.
Why? Won't they take it anyway?
Well, it alerts the postal carrier that there is mail in the mailbox.
Oh, the letter carrier?
Right.
It also alerts thieves that there's mail in the mailbox.
Also true. But nobody's mailing bills, anything of any value anymore, right?
Yeah, when's the last time someone mailed a bill?
I bought a stamp yesterday for the first time in 3 years.
Wow.
What kind?
I don't know.
Look at the photo?
No, I just handed the letter to the guy and I'm like, I just need to mail this. It was going to Fayetteville.
Oh, yeah, that's a long journey.
Why couldn't you just take it with them or take it to them?
They just drive it over there.
Well, it was the gift card.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it cost. It cost me 68 cents, which I felt was...
For a stamp?
For a stamp to Fayetteville.
Oh, my God.
Would you mail it like
first class?
First?
Get next day.
With tracking?
I overnighted it. With tracking and insurance.
Overnighted it.
With insurance.
Good Lord. Like you didn't send an Orkin. It's a gift card for crying out loud. Oh man. All right, here we go. I want to share a YouTube comment with those of you watching on television. And the commenter is named anonymous because only someone named anonymous would have the courage to say this out loud today.
All right.
And the comment reads, Tony Vitello greater than Dave Van Horn. There it is. There it is. Only someone whose name is anonymous. You're not putting your name on that here. No, you still want to have a business and a home.
Thank you, Tony.
I think we have to get rid of that now. I think it's over.
No. We don't have to get rid of it because we still don't like him.
No. But he's a champion now. He deserves a certain level of respect. He's a champion.
Thank you, Tony. Rocky Town.
Oh, God.
Well, they got one.
You did. It is.
Rocky Town, Tennessee.
Okay.
Rocky Town, Tennessee.
That's
awesome.
Let me try and catch up here.
Yeah.
All right. So in the last 5 years, the only time they went to Omaha is when some jackass on the radio pissed them all off. Is that a fair assessment of the situation? Is that
Yes. Where
they are?
That is correct.
It's amazing to me how this program is being lapped and nobody here is paying it. Every fan in Arkansas is asleep at the switch. Everybody's asleep at the switch. They got nothing in NIL going on over there. They're flaming out in the first round. They have a pitcher of the year and they can't get out of the first round. Like it is, things are not okay. And it's just, nobody cares. I mean, people care, but they're not willing to admit what's really at stake here. They've been passed by A&M. They've been passed by Tennessee. Oh, but you know what? That SEC West Division, I hope that keeps you warm and snuggly at night. Because Tony's sleeping with a trophy. An actual trophy.
I ain't only sleeping with.
isn't it amazing? It's like crickets. Then people are trying to usurp Tennessee's success as their own here in Arkansas by saying, oh, our next coach just won a national title. That makes me happy. That's what people are doing today to cope. That's the coping mechanism today. The only one they've went to in the last 5 years is because some moron on the radio pissed them all off. That's it. That's not great.
Tony Vitello took a program which was nowhere. I mean, they were struggling.
They were
adrift.
Nothing.
And he has put his signature on it by winning a national title. He is, I think, the preeminent coach in the league right now. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that.
Yes. And when Texas makes their foray towards getting him, he's going to make $2 million in Tennessee probably.
Dave Van Horn arrived here in 2003. Since then, seven teams in the league, eight if you include Texas in 2005, have won a national title. I think it's fair. I'm not saying it's time, but I think it's fair to ask some serious questions. You know, winning a national title, you got to have a lot of luck, but they just don't seem to have any. And
they never have enough pieces. No. Tennessee had enough pieces. A&M had enough pieces. Yeah. Arkansas never has enough pieces. Never. And when they did, they were an out away. And if they had the right fielder in the game, they'd have one in 2018, but they had the wrong right fielder in the game.
Yeah.
So,
it's not blaming Shaddy.
That's not his fault.
It wasn't his ball.
Had a wrong right fielder in the game. Anyway. It seems like there's not a realistic view of the situation. And the situation is not okay.
Night was the worst of the two scenarios.
Yes.
Was Vitello winning it. If
A&M
won it, you just chalk it up and go, who cares? It's A&M.
No.
This one, it feels like Vitello's got some staying power. And it feels like they're not done. It feels like they will be back and back and back. And I know this happens when teams make a run like this or win a national title or anything. They become cool. And all the kids want to go play for Vitello. He will have his pick of whomever he wants going into next year. He's young. He's got the swag, the whole postgame celebration, the whole thing. Arkansas is stuck in the mud right now. There is nothing sexy about Arkansas baseball. It now it in the state, everybody loves it. And it is a great show. Nationally, there's nothing sexy about it. Vitalo's got the what the French would call an I don't know what, a choix de vivre. He's got that.
Right.
Kirby's got it in football.
So
Hurley's got it in basketball.
Classic defense mechanism by Hacker on the McLarty-Dano hotline here, trying to change the argument because the argument has been lost. Well, DVH swept Tony last season.
Who cares?
Okay, well, if you can't measure success with championships and then say, well, you know, he swept him in the regular season. Like, no. If we're going to measure with championships, which is what we've all agreed to do because the expectations are high, then you can't say, well, what about last March? Or, I mean,
hang on. If Tennessee loses last night, I will accept that the last time they met up. Great. Dave swept them. Fine. The score is 1-0 by Vitalo.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
End of it.
When Dave went to all these College World Series, he made the scoreboard is championships. It's not divisions. And by the way, divisions are going away anyway.
Yeah.
It's not SEC tournaments. The scoreboard at Arkansas is the big title, the big one. And right now, it's zero.
Hold on. Is it? We all want it.
Everything else is a failure.
Okay. All right. You're aiming for something. Look, if you're Alabama in football, the goal is a championship. If you're Georgia in football, the goal is a championship. If you're now Tennessee in baseball, the goal is a championship. Never done it.
Yeah.
You can't say the standard is the championship because you never did it.
Well, that's what everything less than a trip to Omaha is unacceptable.
Okay, now.
Trip so to is Omaha, that the standard?
I would think that's the standard right now. Anything short of Omaha should be considered a disappointment.
Okay, so that's the standard.
Yes.
Not winning it. Okay. Well, in that case, he's done it six times or whatever, seven times. So that's pretty good. But, okay. But I think people are we remember when we had this discussion and everybody was mad about winning the division and like nobody cared or whatever. So like, okay, if you're going to be in that club when it's 1-0 Tennessee versus you, then you can't just, you know.
I don't want to make him sound like a cougar from Top Gun, but I think he's lost the edge, man. When he got here, he fired the guy who brought him here and his son, told him to get out. Now we can't make a change on the staff now? I mean, the catcher that he got rid of when he got here went to the majors. And that was hard line, draw line in the sand. Boom.
Yeah.
Now we're hanging on to guys because we like them. All right.
Or despite the fans who all want that coach fired.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
All right, reaction flying in here. Greg in Farmington is texting, if Arkansas baseball is so dead, how come so many kids are jumping into the portal to come here? Greg, you don't listen well. Nobody said they were dead.
No.
You heard that. That's not what was said. I believe Zach used the word stuck in the mud.
Yes.
That's not dead. It's just, you know, it's
stuck in the mud.
That's what it is. So, you know, either, pay attention or, you know, whatever.
They are maybe the last team in the, and it's a reflection of Dave, and when things are going well, I love this, but they are the last team to sort of embrace this new aura around college baseball, the celebrating home runs and all. They don't really do that. There's nothing sexy about Arkansas baseball. They're very consistent. They're very good.
Right.
There's nothing that goes, man.
But
You don't. It's almost like you know they won a bunch of games, but nobody really remembers any.
But they are the perfect representative embodiment. For the perfect embodiment of the state of Arkansas, sure. Because we're no frills. We're not fancy. We don't
can't
like
afford it.
We don't like fur coats and all that stuff. No, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we can't afford it because our NIL payment every month is taking groceries off our table. So no, we can't afford. We're not flashy. We're not flashy people. So it's a perfect embodiment of the state. Not flashy.
Did you say they were putting a gate on your community?
That has been proposed. Yeah.
But we're not flashy.
No, we're not flashy. No. Here's another text that I have a problem with here. Yeah. Robert and Bull Schultz. Dave has earned one more year. Robert, listen to me. He signed through 2031.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere.
He signed through 2031. He's not going anywhere. And what is this? He's earned one more season. They're not. What about Hunter Yurecek has shown you he has any scintilla of courage that he would ever get rid of Dave Van Horn? This man has no spine. The first thing he did when he got here was kick the can down the road on the most obvious decision that needs to be made here, which is get rid of all the War Memorial Stadium games. He's not going to do this. He is not going to fire. Name one courageous thing he's done. I'll wait. Name one. Well, fire Chad Morris. He fired himself. Next. What did he do? Nothing. He's done nothing. He has just kept the thing. He's just kept the boat steady as she goes. That's all he's done. He's not going to fire Dave Van Horn. That's insane. No. You're an insane person if you think this AD has the chutzpah do that.
Dave hasn't done anything to deserve to be fired.
Also true. Also true.
Nothing.
Also
absolutely
true.
Nothing. He's
That's
won a lot
true.
Of games.
Also true. But it's time to realize what the goal is. The goal here isn't to win at all. The goal here is to just get there and see what happens. That's what the goal is.
I think you're.
That's what the goal is.
Your point that like Tennessee had everything you needed to win. A&M had everything you needed to win. Arkansas always get. And again, I've only followed this thing for the last 5 years. But what I've noticed is as the season goes along, more and more flaws are discovered. And by the time we get to May and into June, it's like, man, they've got at least one, maybe two fatal flaws. And if it gets exposed, they're in trouble. And this year, as with the year with Kevin Copps, you had one pitcher, you had one guy that you could rely on.
Right.
You could roll somebody out there, and you didn't know what you were going to get, but you had one guy that you were like, if he pitches well, we win.
They never have enough parts. It's always you're hoping everything aligns, and the parts you have, a couple of guys go over their skis and are great, and nobody gets hurt. If anybody gets hurt, it's over.
We talked about this a little bit last week, but hey, guys, listen. They are going all in on basketball. They are going to do everything they can financially to get a basketball national title. They are, every chip they have, and I do mean every one of them, is shoved to the center of the table for men's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
There are other sports that are going to suffer financially if there is not some sort of outside income coming in. There are teams up there that are fully funded and ready to roll, but we'll see. They are all in on basketball. Football, we'll see. We'll see where they go. But basketball's is the focus. Baseball has been, under the old system, baseball was great. I mean, they had what they needed. They had they had all the scholarships, all that kind of stuff. Now you've got to go buy players. We'll see. We'll see what kind of money they're willing to throw around to go get baseball players.
Yes, we will.
And I'm telling you,
there's not a lot there.
No. And next year, July 1 of next year, when that spreadsheet comes out and you see where all this NIL is going, and you see some zeros next to some sports, you'll go, oh, that's why. Mm. And it will become very, very apparent.
Yeah. All right.
Here's a good question. What's the NIL member count now? 1,000? No, sir.
No. Seven. And baseball's not getting any of that money, by the way. See, the way this thing works, I've been told, is you can earmark it for wherever you want. They're not going to follow your wishes. They're putting it where they want to put it. And that's a football and men's basketball. That's what's happening. You could give all the money you want to softball. They don't care.
Football has a legitimate claim. Like, whatever the percentage. Let's just say it's 70% of the revenue is generated by football.
Yes.
Well, they have a right to request 70% of that revenue back.
That is true.
They have every right to do that.
Right.
right. because they are the ones that generate most of the.
But what I'm saying is that if Joe Blow out there said, "I'm giving $250 to baseball," there's no guarantee it's going to get there.
It's going there. They'll smile and they'll shake your hand and they'll tell you it's going there. But there's
and
no
enjoy
guarantee.
Your hoodie that it doesn't might. Have a Razorback on it.
It very well might, but there's no guarantee. Remember, right. once you hand them your money, they're under no obligation to do anything with it that you want.
It's obvious to me what the goal is here. The goal is not to win at all. The goal is to just get there and see what happens. And maybe you'll run into one.
Well, I think
but the goal is not to win at all.
The verbal goal is to go win it. But there are now, in this new age, you have to do certain things that in any sport to go and win. They're doing it in basketball. They're 1,000% doing it in basketball. They have taken every resource they have, and they're pouring it into basketball. Football is a wait and see. Everything else, man, it's you know, pittance here, there, and spend your pittance wisely, mm-hmm. is what they're telling everybody else. And it's not happening just here. It's happening at a lot of schools, but we don't care about them, right?
No, not really. No.
Okay.
No, that's right. Yeah.
It's also. Men's basketball, women's basketball, those are easy to fund. You're talking about 13 players.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, baseball, you know, upwards of 30. Football, upwards of 80. You know, basketball's easier to fund.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not making any changes. They're just going to, again, this is what we said a month ago when they got bounced in the regional by SEMO. We said if this was any other sport where they're just going to, you know, line it up and try again the exact same way, people would be losing their minds. Can you imagine the football team goes 4-8 and they don't change any coordinators? People would go nuts.
They'd go nuts.
That's what has happened here. The baseball team went to the regionals, got bounced, did not go to Omaha as we were told they were going to do. And they didn't change a thing. Like, oh, we'll just try it again. Load it up, try it again. And people are just like, okay, fine. 7 World Series, you do what you want. It's fine. I think we've learned 2 things here. One, how little, because to me, you don't care about a sport unless it makes you angry. That means you care. So when, like, track loses, nobody gets angry. When, you know, when other teams lose, you don't get angry. When baseball loses, people don't get angry. So there's not the same level of passion there as it is with football and men's basketball. Man, when men's basketball loses 2 games in January, people are pissed. People are mad. When the football team doesn't win a game by enough, people are mad. It's just a different passion level than with baseball, where people don't get mad about it. They're just like, oh, well. And that's the reaction.
Well, look, I went to school here when football was atrocious. Yep. Early 90s. Football was bad.
They weren't great when I was here either. They were losing to Assad Abdul Khalik in the Music City.
We lost to SMU 3 years in a row.
That's right.
And that's death penalty SMU. Mm-hmm. But basketball was great. So there was this distraction. And I think that's the way we're heading here, is they can go, yeah, they're not doing great, but basketball's it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been told for a long, long time that Arkansas is basketball sport or basketball state. 100%. And if it's going well, everybody's going to forget about 4-8 or losing in the other.
Well, that's right. Yeah. But my point is that they don't. This is not as important to people as they claim it is, because when it comes up short, nobody's mad. There's a few people, but it's not overwhelming. You know,
baseball's a niche sport.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's just it
like
now.
If men's basketball loses in the round of 64 next year, people will be furious for weeks if that happens.
If at the end of this football season, if they're, you know, playing a game in November and 26,000 people are there, that's the message that a half-empty stadium
that's
on
right.
national television is really going
that's
to cause
right.
a major problem.
Right.
You guys have all the power. They don't. They think they do. Fans have the power. And it starts with the credit cards and the debit cards. That's the power that you have. You want to send a message? You got to do it en masse.
Yeah, but it's not like they're not gonna like. How can fans? Okay, let's cut through the nonsense. The fans want Nate Thompson fired.
Mm-hmm.
How do you convey that message? You can't not show up to say I want an assistant coach fired.
Well, that's
the problem. Nobody wants Dave gone. They want Nate gone. That's what everybody wants.
Right.
But how do you, like, what do you do there? How do you convey that message? It's easy. You're right. When you want the head coach fired, it's easy. Right. Just don't go. But we've seen that in football and men's basketball. How do you do that?
They listen. They listen to, I know they listen to us and other folks. Voicing your displeasure, it creates a, look, they are the most sensitive, thin-skinned people on the planet. That group over there. And when you decide that you're pissed off and don't, and you, they listen. They absolutely listen, but it can't be one or two, you know, people coming out of the woods going, man, I'm upset. No, it's en masse. You've got to do this in droves. That, trust me, they listen. We hear about it.
ESPN Arkansas, the Hit That Line Now app, Ruskin and Zach. 866.
And don't do the plane thing. Please.
The plane thing?
Yeah, the banner. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's dumb.
Could everyone wear black shirts to the game, like when they wanted to get rid of Nutt? And
don't do that.
Remember that?
Don't do that.
Yeah. I think Dave is keeping Nate Thompson just to piss all of you off. That's what I think. I think it's out of spite. I think it's a spite move. Like, these people don't know anything. By God, I'm right about this, and I'm telling you, and I'm keeping it. It's out of spite. I've never had a job because of, well, maybe I do have a job. I think I do have a job because of spite. Maybe Nate Thompson and I are in the same boat. I don't know. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Ruskin and Zach.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Okay, there's a lot going on here. By the way, you mentioned newsstands.
Yes.
Let me tell you about the sad state of a pair of newsstands.
Yeah, it's nice.
I was in, like, you know, three airports last week. Man, Hudson News.
Bad.
There's a bunch of books.
Yeah.
You can't get one newspaper.
Well, everything's digital now.
You can't get a newspaper. I was like, let me get something on the plane. There are no newspapers and newsstands anymore.
That's why if you're traveling during this time of the year, it's magazine season.
They have Cigar Aficionado. They have that. Well, Architectural Digest. They don't have.
These have big words. I cannot read.
They don't have the Miami Herald. You can't pick up a copy of a paper anywhere.
We were a proper country.
And over here at Walmart, they have a printed paper, but it's like from 3 days ago. Like, they don't have a daily paper.
And it's $6.
That's right. So if you want, you know, Saturday's paper, they got it over here on newsstands.
Well.
Oh, on newsstands now. So it's really weird. I don't like this. I'm a fossil. I'm a dinosaur. I don't like that I just can't go grab a paper and get on the plane.
Welcome to it, big guy. Welcome to the. Welcome.
They have People Magazine. They still have that, though.
Didn't know they were still in business.
Yeah, they are.
Did you watch the pregame last night for the Stanley Cup?
No, I missed all that. But
there is no sport, and I'd like to repeat, no sport that does pregame better than the NHL. They also do postgame better.
Oh, I watched until, you know, when guys from the bench started skating the cup. That's when I turned the TV off.
I'm not even talking about that. That's just a traditional thing. But the pregame, Alanis Morissette, by the way, nailed both anthems.
Oh, got them both.
She did
good.
Both of them because she holds dual citizenship.
Who banged the drum?
It was Robert Luongo.
Roberto Luongo, the goaltender from 95.
He's now like an advisor with the Panthers. Yeah, so he works in the
organization.
And what I thought was great, because this wouldn't happen in New York City or Philadelphia or any of the great cities in the state, but it did happen in Miami last night. Alanis is banging out the Canadian national anthem. Half the arena is Edmonton fans.
Yes.
And they are just, okay. I mean, they're singing along with her.
I heard that, like, the whole upper tank was like Edmonton fans.
And they are just singing.
Yeah.
And then they just stop. Yeah. And then she starts the American national anthem, and the whole lower bowl is just singing.
That's right. Yeah.
And it was magnificent.
Right.
You know, the only one that does it better are the Blackhawks. And they bring the guy out and the opera singer.
Yeah, Cornelison. Yeah, maybe.
The way that the NHL handles their postgame. Now, having Gary Bettman out there, you know, doing the Conn Smythe thing, and they gave it to Connor McDavid, which was a mistake, but whatever.
Yeah, how do you not give it to Bobrovsky? He saved their ass in the third period.
The best part about the NHL postseason is that they don't have some idiot who inherited a bunch of money, grab the mic, and start babbling.
Oh, no, the owners
the
do
owners
not.
The owners do
right.
not.
You're right.
They
you are
never
right,
show up.
You're right, Mikey.
Thank you. All they, I got to tell you this. All they do is they go from Bettman to Cup to players.
The captain.
The captain goes and gets it.
Yes.
Goes and gets it.
Yes.
And the best part last night was like Bettman, he and Bettman go to pick it up, and he's trying to yank it away from Bettman.
Yeah.
And they got to take the picture.
You got to take the picture.
So
he forgets, and he
takes the picture. And then all of a sudden, it's just we're skating around with the cup.
You kiss it. You put it over your head.
And this afternoon, the cup went for a dunk in the Atlantic Ocean.
I love that.
There was absolutely no stuffy owner up there trying to make a point. None of that.
I love it.
That's and
pandering to the fans.
And
this one's for you.
I did see this today, and there I forget who put this out, but you know the guy that carries the cup around, he's like with it 24/7, 365. He's got the white gloves on, and he's carrying the cup out, and he puts it down. And he starts polishing. It's like, dude, you had a year to get ready for this. Why are we polishing this thing now?
Well, you know, you just
want I'm sorry.
One final layer of one final coat.
But they did point that.
Carnuva wax to make it look nice.
Nobody does pregame and postgame of a Game 7 better than the NHL. Nobody.
It is the best trophy in sports. It's the most difficult trophy to win in sports.
It is.
Period. And it gets the best ramp up.
And it should.
It's a proper way of doing it.
I have a real problem with Florida as your Stanley Cup champions.
Well, Tampa Bay's had it all those times.
Respect to my guy Dudley, Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, hey.
Stanley Cup. I mean, who cares?
Well, listen, all the people that run these organizations are like Canadian.
Yeah.
But they don't want to live up there. They want to live down here. I mean, that's the way it is.
Last Canadian team to win an American sports trophy was
Toronto.
The Raptors.
Raptors, yeah.
Ironic note, in the CFL, there is an American team that has won the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
That was the Baltimore Stallions. Yeah. In the early 90s, it's what paved the way for the Ravens
Baltimore didn't have a team, they brought a CFL team for a while. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we've still got one before they have a hockey trophy. We won the Grey Cup they've won the
Connor
Cup.
McDavid is Mick overrated.
Oh.
He no-shows in Game 7.
Well, okay, hold on.
He didn't
hold,
do
hold,
anything.
Hold, back up. First of all, they bracketed him the whole game. They were simply not going to let him beat them. They were wide open shots, but McDavid was never going to get one of those shots off. They had somebody in his drawers all night, and then they had a guy that was just sort of arcing around him. They had him on lockdown.
This is exactly what they did to Sidney Crosby. And Sidney Crosby found a way.
Okay, first of all, there's a huge difference between Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, Sidney Crosby's a better player.
Oh, absolutely he is. But Connor McDavid, he didn't stand a chance last night. It was a brilliant defensive
performance. But you can't invoke Gretzky when he doesn't have a ring.
Well, no one said he was Gretzky.
They're all saying he's Gretzky out there.
Okay, win an MVP and a Stanley Cup, and then we can start the conversation because Wayne's got 8.
You can't no-show in the 7th game. I don't care what you did in Game 6. In Game 7, when it's all on the line, you don't hit the score sheet? No.
Well, they only have one goal last night.
Exactly.
But
they had in the half of the third period was in front of their net, and they couldn't get one past Bobrovsky.
Give Bobrovsky a lot of credit.
Oh, he was great. He should have won the Conn Smythe.
He probably should have.
He should have won it.
But you know what?
And then McDavid doesn't come out to get the Conn Smythe.
That's a thing. But that's a thing. You don't do that because it's not.
Half the arena was his fans.
I understand, but that's not how you do it. You lose, you don't go get the trophy, you're not going to touch it, none of that stuff. Plus, in a show of respect, it's about the Panthers, not them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And the cup was out. No.
Yeah. I don't know.
JT, Steph Curry still gets off shots when they try and double
team. That is true. He just backs up 5 feet.
Tell me you don't understand hockey without telling me you don't understand hockey. He got some shots off. But there was no way they were giving him clean lanes, looks, or anything. There were two guys around him the entire night.
The great ones find a way.
Oh, stop
it. Find a way.
Stop it.
When they're all over you, you find a way. You think nobody guarded Michael Jordan during six titles?
Oh, no, they tried. Right. But he's not Michael Jordan.
And then, by the way, in two of those titles, what did he do? He passed to John Paxson and Steve Kerr. Where's Dreisaitl at? Nowhere to be found.
Did you see him after the game?
No, what'd he do?
Dreisaitl goes into there, and in just a bombshell in his postgame, he said, I'm going to play out my option. I'm not re-signing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want to hear.
Well, that explains it all right there.
That's going to make the flight home a lot of fun.
That explains it all right there. That guy had his foot out the door before the game, the series even ended. All right. Amazing. Anyway,
Greg in Farmington says, I know we disagree on some things, but I still consider us friends. But I agree there was no way McDavid should have gotten the MVP, should have gone to the goalie. Yes, nobody's arguing that.
Right.
Nobody's arguing that. But in totality, it's about the playoff MVP.
Yeah.
It's about who and
I know, that's true.
He qualified it and said, led him in points and goals.
That's true.
He was great during the playoffs.
The technicality, but I mean, you got to show up in Game 7. If you are as great as they want, as they say you are. I mean, Sidney Crosby showed up. Just saying, Crosby got one. Crosby got a few. Ovechkin got one. I mean, come on.
Back to back text. Bob and Branson, y'all are hammering sports today. Ethan and Atkins, it's getting ridiculous. How much longer are y'all going to talk sports? Now relax. This is a marathon.
It was a big sports night.
It was Game 7.
There were two champions crowned last night on our TV. I mean, we're not going to talk about that? I mean, come on. I know it makes you feel icky because Tennessee won, but we can't ignore it.
Listen,
I'm sorry. That's not an option.
We've got 2 months?
In July?
Oh, yeah. 2 months of nothing.
We have 9 weeks from Thursday. Right. This football season starts.
Yeah. So settle down.
Yeah.
And by the way, McDonough is fine as a hockey announcer. He's fine. He's not great, but he's also following Doc, which isn't fair.
It's not fair. I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but my criticism of McDonough is sometimes, like with Doc, it was always about the action.
Right.
Sometimes McDonough starts telling a story and he gets caught.
He treats it like a baseball game.
And then there's a play happening and he's trying to get out of the story he gets stuck too many times. You got to just call the game.
He's following the greatest to ever do it.
Right.
And that's hard. And he's fine. He's not great. Ferraro
told a story when the puck was in play. No. It was all about the game.
No. Ferraro's fine. Their broadcast team is fine. It's not what it was with Eddie Olczyk.
You can't get caught telling a story when, you know, the puck's sitting in front of the net and six guys are whacking at it. I mean, you can't be telling a story then. You gotta pick your spots. And it changes so quick. You know, you could be, you know, it looks like nothing's happening, and then boom, here's a breakaway. Right. And you're like, oh, wait a minute.
I mean, you're telling a story about him growing up.
That's very technical in the weeds.
He's telling a story about him growing up in Medicine Hat. Meanwhile, they're scoring.
That's right.
Like, stop.
Growing up in Medicine Hat, and there's a goal.
I don't want to sound like a xenophobe, but a Canadian should be doing it.
Okay. Oh, you want? Okay. All right. Okay.
Sorry.
I like Wischusen. Wischusen's
fine.
He's good.
I think you should have the Canadian guy from TSN, their lead guy, do it.
The guy, Mrs. R, was going to sleep. I had to game on.
He understands where to put the accents.
I know what
I do. I do not.
That's right. Yes, exactly. And it was that one chance with like 10-8 minutes ago where they were all, you know, it was a big net mouth scramble and nothing happens. And she's like, somebody score? I'm like, no. She's like, it was a lot of yelling for nobody to score. I'm like, I know.
Was it the one at the end of the third period where the puck trickled out to the right and he had the open shot?
It was like 10-8 minutes to go, something like that.
Yeah, that was, by the way, forced by Connor McDavid. Puck came into him. When he got the puck, that was like that hack-a-shack thing. Like, he gets the puck down low and three guys swarm him. And I don't know if any of you played hockey before, but there is no room. And if they can... What they do is they'll take your stick. They'll take their stick, force yours down, and like lock it on the ice, and you can't move. There's nothing you can do. And I don't know if you know anything about hockey, but those dudes are big.
That should
and
be a strong.
Whatever.
I don't know. Oh, well. All right. Let's see. It's 12 after the hour here. Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and on the Hit That Line Now app. JT in Hot Springs is really hammering Arkansas baseball on the text here. He, in fact, defied us to read one of his texts that was pretty, I'll take the heat, read my text. He says Tony V is a better coach than Dave now. But he also said, don't want to feel icky about Tennessee. Go win a championship.
JT's feeling it today.
Boy, he is really
What happened to you, man?
He is not one of the people that shrugs their shoulders when baseball loses. He actually gets pissed. Not a lot of people do. He's one of them, though. And he should be commended for it. He's a real fan. He's a real fan. Now give to the NIL if you're going to be a real fan. Because if you're not giving to the NIL, you're not a real fan.
Yeah, it's not, like not voting. It is. You can't complain if you don't vote.
Yeah, there you go. All right. This is ESPN Arkansas on the Hit That Line Now app, 866-285-4005. And the some of you keep up with Lebatard still. The video of Greg Cody, who wrote the McOverrated in a column in the Miami Herald that started this whole firestorm. Him taking a victory lap in a car around an empty parking lot in Miami is one of the funniest images I've seen. He's in the back of the car waving to no one.
All right.
Look, it's fantastic.
Everybody's look,
it's a great visual joke.
I mean, the Heat are the only team down there in the last 20 years to win a title, right? Dolphins
the
have
Heat.
It.
Yeah. 03, the Marlins won it.
Last 20 years.
Yeah.
So last 20 years.
They haven't felt this in 10 years or so.
By the way, loved the 03 Marlins. Did me a solid.
Well, that's true. It's they
Brett
did do
Effin
that.
Boone, or Aaron Effin Boone.
You know what you would have hated about ESPN in Barbados? Like, every night, they're running part of that Jeter documentary.
Oh, God.
Like, every night, I look up at 6 o'clock, and I'm like, they're running the Jeter thing again? Is there anything else they could put on?
They must have gotten a good deal on it. Just run it.
Every night they're running the Jeter documentary. I'm like, God, what is this? Put something else on. All right. Anyway, what does this say here? Greg said somebody took a picture. The cup was full of all those rubber rats that they throw out there. Yeah, because that's what it is. All right. That's their thing down there because the guy killed a rat in the locker room in 1995 at the old Miami Arena, and it became a tradition or whatever. So that's their thing. Yeah, they threw a bunch of rats on the ice. They said that last night. McDonough's like, this is the first time they're going to have to sweep a bunch of rats out of the way to skate the Stanley Cup. And they were all on the side, everybody out there.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.